USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Trump's lawyers had their first chance to defend the president after 3 days of the Democrats' opening arguments. President Trump's attorney gave a two-hour preview of what is expected to be a vigorous defense. White House counsel Pat Cipollone said, "We don't believe they've come anywhere close to meeting the burden for proof on what they're asking you to do." Attorneys continue to use the defense that the Democrats are trying to overturn the 2016 elections. The defense will continue their arguments on Monday. The question of whether witnesses will be called has not yet been answered. A 5.0 magnitude earthquake hit southern Puerto Rico, raising concerns about an unstable infrastructure in a region that is hit by quakes every day for nearly a month. The newest quake comes a day after hundreds of people were evacuated from the earthquake shelters that flooded after heavy rains hit the U.S. territory. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
There was a plane crash in California, and USA's Wendy King has the story.
A small plane crash in Northern California killed two people and injured a third person. The single-engine plane crashed near a golf course in Auburn. CHP said the wreckage was located in a backyard. The crash happened about a mile away from the Auburn Municipal Airport, which is 30 miles northeast of Sacramento. The Placer County Sheriff's Office identified the victims as Anthony Lawrence Wright Sr., 80, and Anthony Lawrence Wright Jr., 55.
A retired Illinois state trooper was killed and two others injured when a woman opened fire at a cigar lounge and then fatally shot herself. The shooting was at the Humidor Cigar Lounge in Lysol, about 26 miles west of Chicago. It was caught on camera, and it shows several people watching TV in the lounge's media room, according to the police department in Lysol. They said without provocation, the suspect who was seated behind the officer stood up and shot the trooper in the back of the head. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The National Retail Federation reports that Americans will be spending a record $17.2 billion, yes, that's with a B, on the Super Bowl this year. John Clemens reports.
As the 49ers prepare to face the Chiefs for the Super Bowl in Miami, the National Retail Federation reports the strongest sales figures of nearly 194 million adults spending an average $88.65. I spoke to Catherine Cullen at the National Retail Federation in Washington.
While most consumers are planning to buy some food and beverages, whether they're planning to attend a Super Bowl party or throw one themselves, drinks and entertainment are a big part of this event. But about 11% say they will buy team apparel or accessories, decorations, or, you know, a new furniture set to watch the game from.
I'm John Clemens.
Walmart says it's testing higher wages for new hourly positions at 500 of its U.S. stores. The nation's largest private employer, which operates about 4,700 Walmart stores in the U.S., says they're raising their starting hourly wages to $12 an hour. The move comes as Walmart is under pressure to improve customer service. This still lags behind other rivals like Target, as they've announced a plan to raise starting hourly wages to $15 an hour by the end of the year. Amazon led the pack, raising their minimum wage for hourly workers to $15 an hour in 2018. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.